This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome to another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with me, Gary Wilson, and her,
Chelsea Little.
What's coming up in this very, very special episode?
I think I had one of the most difficult decisions I ever had to make in my life. You took being a gig dad to a whole new level.
Gig dad, I think I might turn it into maybe a superhero, maybe a series of books. But gig dad has struck again and my kids are not happy.
We've got some four-wheeled friends, Kiki and Noddy. I made a fatal mistake with sun cream.
Luckily, not literally fatal. You're not a ghost. Can you just assure me?
I am not a ghost.
Okay. Non-fatal, but still hilariously funny.
We had to recruit the help of Kent around the subject of text dumping. I am so against this.
Text dumping was the least of it. The amazing ways people have been dumped. It's an eye-opener, everyone. Just brace yourself.
And you've got something in common with Kate Hudson.
Oh, yes. It's something surprising and special. It warmed the cockles of my heart, but it shocked a lot of people. Find out what it is amongst loads of other stuff in this cracking episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
Entitled Coldplay or Kate.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Sausage Day! Yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Sausages. Who thought to make them in that, like, let's get meat, but let's make it a little tube.
A tube.
Let's make it a little tube. It seems like a weird thing to do. I mean, if you look back, you'll find out why they're tubes in the history of sausages, and I don't really want to think about it.
But I don't want to know.
No, you don't, if you don't. But anyway, what a delicious food. Who doesn't love a sausage of some kind? I'm vegetarian, I still love a sausage.
Oh, yeah, I love a veggie sausage.
Love a veggie
sausage.
They
hit different, don't they? It's the sizzle.
It is the sizzle. You've got to try it. The trouble is that you can... A veggie sausage, it's very hard to not look like a pasty thing there.
You know, you get a bean one as well, like the mock meat ones are fine because they're like pretending to be an actual sausage. But when you get one that's made of beans, you just know a chickpea didn't want to be a sausage.
No,
do you know what I mean? It didn't want it.
And I didn't want it to be either, if anyone's asking me. But anyway, look, if you're going to have maybe a sausage sandwich for breakfast today.
Oh, that's a good breakfast
maybe
choice.
Maybe a full English weird sausage. Just a sausage...
Muffin, we sausage salute you.
Oh, yes, we do. We raise our sausage to our forehead in a sausage salute.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Chelsea.
And shout out to you if last week you were in the queue for Coldplay. I was in both pre-sale and Friday queue. I was 32,724 on the first day.
Yeah.
Don't even remember the one on the second. But I got kicked out both times. The only like condolence of it was that I had cake. Because I was
cake.
In the queue for cake in the all-inclusive.
Oh, well, you were on holiday, so it was Coldplay or cake.
Coldplay or cake. I chose cake.
You made the right choice.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Gig Dad strikes again. Now, I told you a little while ago, right? So I took my daughter to a gig, live music thing, and in the queue full of young ladies,
yeah.
or that was the majority of the audience. There was a handful in an arena. There was probably 30 dads.
Oh, bless the dads.
I was one of them. But queuing up in the snaking queue, saw one of the other dads. He caught my eye. We were both relieved that we had a brother in arms there.
Yeah, there was a brotherhood.
Bit of support. And he said to me, you know all the words. And I said, you'll know me. I'll be singing along the loudest. And obviously my daughter died of cringe at this point. And the cringe, it was like a Mexican wave of cringe that went down anyone within earshot of my bold statement, took half the queue out. So that was
in
the bad books.
That was the first
takedown. Super cringe dad. I've struck again. I'm just
So you are like an anti-hero.
I'm like that. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so we're going to see this artist, up and coming new artist. In one of his songs, he talks about kazoo, right? So some of his fans have now taken to taking a kazoo with them. Now, the girl about three or four in front of us in the queue had a kazoo.
Oh, that's cool.
She was playing it.
Yeah.
She was playing it wrong, right? Everyone knows you don't blow down a kazoo, you hum down a kazoo. That's the first problem.
That's the key element there.
Second problem, you don't blow down the narrow end of the kazoo, you hum into the fat end of the kazoo. As Gig Dad, it was my duty to tell her she was playing the kazoo wrong.
No, you didn't. You did not correct her.
I corrected her. It's for her own good. She's got to learn. She'll be in there trying to squeeze down the front row to catch the singer's eye with a kazoo back to front, playing it wrong. I've done her a favour. Yes, my daughter didn't see it that way. And the wave of cringe that took out half of the queue waiting to go into the venue didn't see it that way. But I stand by my kazoo judgment.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
You know you say that I do stupid things.
What? I've never said that. How dare you words in my mouth?
I try to defend myself, but I actually can't with this one. I get bitten a lot when I'm on holiday. The little creepy crawlies, they just love me. They nibble away and I just get bitten all over and it's so itchy. So now I always have that bite cream that you can get and you put it on and it stops it. I don't know if it like numbs it or what it does, but it just stops the itchiness.
Right, that's good.
And I was in a rush, probably like second day in of the holiday, and went to put some sun cream on my face. What I thought was sun cream is actually the bite cream. So I covered my face in bite cream and I couldn't move my mouth.
It's like numbed your whole face.
Just went numb. It's like I'd been to the dentist.
Cut price Botox. You're onto something there. Don't try this at home, guys. Do not try this at home.
We are mucking around. Do you know how hard it was to eat cereal from the buffet?
Just suddenly in and out. Just suddenly in. Go on. Well, we got someone who's had a switch up because they couldn't find any after sun and they desperately needed some. No. Tommy Cat in Beersford, what's the story?
Got my ankles sunburnt, used to being covered in socks. I got them out in too much sun and they were killing me. I couldn't stand, I couldn't walk.
So you used a cream for ladies' delicate areas and that did the job?
It did. It's a soothing because it's got a bit of painkiller in it, anaesthetic in it. Like numbing stuff.
Wow.
Bit like the insect bite stuff, but that's all that we could find.
The alternative uses not to be tried at home or on holiday, indeed. Your ankles are back to their shapely, supple selves, yes?
Indeed they are.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Kent decides. This is where we really need your help deciding something that we can't make our mind up about. Chelsea got a very strong opinion on this. It was something I was just thinking about because of all the tech now that is involved in dating, really.
Apps
and swiping left and right and meeting up through apps and just all the information you have to have in that digital space. And I was thinking, you know, the good old days, you could just dump someone by text. You are, however, not a keen... you're not big on the text dumping.
You think so against it. Right. It is awful. It's like you've been dating someone for, you know, X amount of months, maybe even years, and it all comes down to a text. My ex tried to dump me by text.
Right.
And I phoned him immediately. The poor boy didn't know what to do with himself.
No, he wouldn't. Why would you do that to him?
I didn't cry or scream down his face. I just went...
Scream down his face.
This is fine. I was like, but you will be meeting me.
This is fine.
It's not fine. I said anything but fine. But I said, this is fine, but you will be meeting me tomorrow to say this to my face. That's what you owe for me. If you respect me at all, and this relationship wasn't a lie, you will meet me and say it to my face.
I made us
go to his favourite milkshake place. So now every time he tries to get that stupid Oreo milkshake that he used to drink millions of times a day, he will think of me and how I sat there stony-faced while he dumped me.
Choke on that shake, buddy.
Billy and Strood got in touch and said it's the coward's way out to text. Go face your problems and let them down with decency. Thank you, Billy.
Doesn't mention milkshakes, though, does he? Doesn't mention make milkshakes ruined for them for the rest of their lives. No. Texting. It's our big question today on Kent Decides. Is it okay to dump by text? Actually, turns out that there are worse ways of dumping people. Nikki in Tunbridge Wells. It was worse for you, right?
It was, totally. I mean, we really liked each other. We were together a few months, I was about 13, 14. And then my mum, one Saturday morning, came up to my bedroom and said she had something really bad to tell me. And she said, Mark has told his mum, and she's rung me, and I've got to tell you that he doesn't want to see you anymore.
Really? Oh, no. The mum's got involved.
It was third hand.
Yeah.
Mark told his mum.
And then your mum told you.
So really, do you think this is worse than being text dumped or not as bad as?
I think it's worse being told by your mum.
Involved in your love. Has your mother remained closely involved in your love life?
Yeah.
Darren, can you beat that?
An old colleague dumped someone by a post-it note on a fridge.
Was it at the work? On a work fridge?
No, it's home fridge. Or it's her fridge. And left a post-it note on there, and then she found it for breakfast, I think.
Well, to be fair, at least she was just a door opening away from some snack.
Yeah, you're immediately. You'd be like, do you know what? I'm not having fruit and fibre this morning. The Ben and Jerry's are
it's coming out of the
refrigerator. Post-it note.
You thought Christmas card was bad. Darren X proves you wrong.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Name your car day today.
Actually get quite disturbed if people don't name their cars. Like people
really?
Are out there driving their vehicles with no name. It's just wrong.
Well, let's start a service. If anyone's got a car they don't have a name for...
I will name it for them.
Yeah, we'll name it for you. We'll christen it. We'll smash a bottle of champagne on the front bumper like they do with the ships. That's what we'll do, and we'll give it a name for you. There you are. How about that? That means yours obviously does have a name.
Yeah. She is Kiki the KA.
Kiki the KA, lovely. Mine, because it's also a stupid little tiny car that the kids mock when I go. When they see me pull in to pick them up from school, man, their eyes roll when I turn up in that little car. It's simply called Noddy. It's just called Noddy because it's like Noddy's little car. So name your car day today. If you don't have a name, think of one, because today's the day for that.
Yeah, this is the moment.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
So some new ideas for dating if you're a single person. First of all, you might want to try fine wining.
Fine wining. Oh, I could get on board with that.
It's when you proactively find people to date who are older than you, but have aged like a fine wine.
Does it involve wine?
If you like, I suppose. Not that we're condoning that kind of thing, you understand. Marmalading. You can. It's for people who treat the love of their life like Paddington treats his marmalade sandwiches. He puts them before anything else, thinking of little else.
Oh, that's quite cute.
If physical attraction hasn't got you far, physical attraction may be the way to go. Yes, this is when you basically look for someone who's got loads of money. Fiscal attraction, everybody.
So is that what it's called now?
Yeah. First of all, number one on the chart of ways you want to date, and really the end point, a goal for any romance, would be swamping. Swamping.
Swamping. Is this a Shrek reference?
Do you know what? I think it might be a Shrek reference. This is when you find yourself in a relationship. It's so comfortable that you can let go of all pressure to do anything but be your true, authentic self and just share your swamp.
So you just let out your inner ogre.
Yeah, you let out your inner ogre. You basically just sit there ogering and swamping it up and talking to your other half like they're an annoying magical donkey.
Sounds like my relationship.
What could go wrong? Which one's the donkey?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
You've got something in common with Kate Hudson.
The Hollywood superstar Kate Hudson.
The Hollywood absolute beauty, hilarious actress that is Kate Hudson. You and her, you got something in common.
Well, you're giving it away there without knowing. Hilarious, you used the word hilarious. So that's that over, or is there something else?
No, there's something more.
Oh.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
So Kate Hudson, well-known actress for Bride Wars, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, iconic chick flick. Almost Famous, she's in Glass Onion
Glass Onion, that's what she was in recently. Yes, it was.
She has done
so good.
So many movies. She is such a good actress. She's funny.
Really good.
She's absolutely gorgeous. And she's got something in common with you, Gary Wilson.
This is incredible. Now, I've checked. Goldie Hawn isn't my mum. So it's
gutted.
It's not that.
I'm sorry for
it's
you.
Not, no, my mum's much better than Goldie Hawn. No offence to Goldie Hawn. Has she got an incredible love of sausages?
I don't know about her passion for sausages, actually. I've not yet verified that, so I'll have to get back to you. I'll get back to my sources.
Okay,
and
brown
re-clarify.
Sauce.
But it's
that's
not
what you mean with a sausage.
It's not to do with sausages.
Okay. Of an afternoon, after a hard day on the film set, does she like to relax by watching Wheeler Dealers as they convert old cars that are past their prime into, you know, easily saleable, shiny, sparkly motors?
I have a feeling that Kate Hudson's got enough money that she just gets the sparkly ones. She doesn't need the transformation process.
But it's all, well.
It's satisfying, though.
It's her loss. It's her loss.
She's missing out on that one.
Yeah. Is she a Star Wars geek? I love Star Wars. I'm trying to think. What do you know
I
about
kind of
me?
Want her to be a Star Wars geek, but no, incorrect.
Does she spend a lot of time in car parks waiting for her daughters to finish netball training?
I think not.
Oh, for goodness sake. I'm beginning to think I'm almost nothing like her.
Oh, no, because the best thing you two have in common is this.
Your middle name is Gary?
It's Gary.
Okay, what's the
with
story?
Two R's. I was named after my uncle, Gary.
That is Kate Hudson.
That is Kate Hudson. Her middle name is Gary. And that's not the best bit. It's with two R's.
The correct spelling.
I have never met another double R'd Gary. And Kate Hudson's been there right in front of us this whole time, sharing your name, giving it its glory in the middle. After Uncle Gary.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Well, if you've not heard of the pygmy hippo, Moo Deng, you've been missing out. It's the cutest little thing I've ever seen on the internet. I love it every time I see Moo Deng on my social media feed.
I didn't know what his name was, but I have seen him everywhere. You do a lot of scrolling without sound and stuff, and I didn't know. Moo Deng. Yeah, so he's a little baby hippo.
Miniature hippo.
Yeah.
Absolutely adorable. Has 2.5 million followers on social media.
Oh, I love it when animals are way more popular than people.
And, you know, it's been going viral because everybody loves a cute animal, and also Moo Deng is just hilarious and sassy and fabulous.
Can a hippo be sassy?
I think a hippo can be sassy.
I think you're putting too much on it. God, if you can give me an example of him being sassy, or is it a her? I don't even know.
I don't know if it's a he or a her.
Well,
we'll just call it a them.
Yeah.
But Moo Deng, will bite, like play bite. It's the people that take care of him.
Yeah.
Because, if they don't give them his food straight away, they you look play by.
Okay,
it's like sass.
All right, it's sass.
So it's little eyes. But it's now influenced the makeup industry.
What?
And I've been seeing so many things on TikTok saying how to wear your blusher like a baby hippo. And the key components of Moo Deng makeup, which is now going viral on the internet.
Get the Moo Deng look, everyone, yeah.
Is pale pink blusher, but you need to go quite high up, right by the eyes, and bring it all the way down to get that kind of dewy look.
Yeah.
You need a bit of pale grey within your makeup to give that hippo look. So like a bit of eyeshadow,
maybe
a bit of a tint on the lips,
It's
a little bit of grey. And then anything to give you dewy skin, because apparently the key element of Moo Deng is
very shiny.
Very shiny.
I think that's like a snot thing they cover themselves with, the hippo. It is, I think
hippo
it is.
Snot.
It's like a mucus thing, it keeps them dry.
Yeah, so you need to look like a hippo snotted on you. Add a bit of grey. And then a nice bit of pink blusher to finish.
Hey, do you see that? Do you see Jan from accounts in the kitchen just now? She's done that Moo Deng look. Yeah, sorry. She ate a whole watermelon in one bite. I know.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So what's happening in the chat? What's popping up this week?
I'll tell you what, it's probably my favourite week yet of the WhatsApp group chat. First up, Kerry has been given, they've got new awards. They started a new award system while I was off.
Oh.
I wasn't aware of it. So they give a pretend medal. So it's basically a post-it note on a piece of string.
Oh, this is wonderful.
And it gets hung over the person's letterbox if they are parcel orderer of the week. So if you ordered the most parcels that week,
Just like something you could have claimed that title.
And I was gutted because the week before they'd started this, I did order quite a lot of parcels. Haven't this week. Kerry won it. She had 13 parcels
in
the
postery. Well done, Kerry.
Well done, Kerry. She's claimed prize.
Yeah.
Of a post-it note on some
string. That's what they call passive aggressive. I think that's what they call.
Oh, you wait until Christmas comes, Kerry.
Yeah.
I'm coming for that title.
Okay, you can do this. I believe in you, Charles.
It wouldn't be a WhatsApp group chat if I didn't mention Pam.
Oh, Pam.
I love Pam so much. She is testing her new mince pie recipe. So she decided to let us all know that there will be samples on Tuesdays in the post room until she perfects it.
Pammy's pies? Perfect pastry in the post room? Brilliant.
The only thing I have to comment on is she did leave it on paper plates, and the paper plate was
covered. Paper plates? In the post room, and Pammy's pies and pastry?
And there was no cover on them, so they were out to the elements. I was like, Pam, rookie error,
no
babe.
No parchment.
No parchment paper to be seen on the paper plates for Pam's pies. Anyway, speaking of all the peas, remember Pedro the post room pigeon?
I didn't know Pedro the post room pigeon was coming. I wouldn't have started the whole pea thing this morning. Sorry, everybody.
Someone's put a high-vis jacket
on Can I just say, this isn't at the right... There were real pigeons in your apartment block.
Yeah, we were being inundated with pigeons, and then
someone trolled you by then putting a porcelain pigeon in the post room. Okay, just to get everyone up to speed. So you're right. So that's Pedro the post room pigeon, okay?
Yeah, and he was damaged, and someone glued him back together. And now people are saying that they were worried about Pedro in the dark, because it's quite dark in there. The post room's a bit creepy. Yeah. So they've put a high-vis jacket on him.
Okay, safety first. Safety first. Well, what a wonderful, I think that's the word, I'm not entirely sure, but what the fill in the word here, installment that was, WhatsApp group chat, whoa, 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 WhatsApp group chat, whoa, whoa, whoa,
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Lately, I'm just like king of the side hustles. David Beckham's got nothing on me, right? So I have got to go and do the hedge. I've got to go and trim the hedge, right? Out on the road. The little hedge there on the road. And I've got the...
Oh, you've got the proper...
Yeah, I've got a proper reel, right? So I've got that. But my wife, safety first, bought me a hat. You know, a hard hat.
Yeah.
With visor.
Oh, wow.
Built-in visor.
So nothing can shoot off. You don't want to be attacked by a runaway twig.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, you've got to wear the gloves and all that stuff as well. And so I was down. And in the road, they'd obviously been doing something. There were a couple of cones.
Yeah.
Whether there's a pothole, I don't know. Anyway, there was a couple of cones there. So I'm just there giving it... Actually, I'm going to be honest. I didn't get the ang-ang-ang one. I had the electric one. So it was more... But I have got an ang-ang-ang.
You have got the old school one.
Because I've got the ang-ang-ang. I've got the hat and the visor and the gloves and all that stuff. And there were cones there. And I think because there were cones there, that the passing lady thought I was quite official and professional because I had all the gear.
You got all the ideas.
And I had the cones out. When you got cones out, that's official.
Where? Cones make you the boss.
Right,
like, you know what you're doing if you've got a cone.
And if you've got, I didn't have high vis, but if you've got high vis, that makes people pay attention and give you respect. If you've got cones... Like, same, but I just had cones. So I'm thinking I'm practically a professional hedge guy now. So
you're chief of the hedges.
Yeah. And if I make a bit of money, that would be good because my wife says she wished she'd married a hedge funder. So I think...
Maybe this is where it all begins.
This is where it all begins. So, I'm not a pro, but I look it.
I've got a lemon squeezer.
What's that make you look like a professional what?
I don't know, a salad maker. I feel like if you squeeze lemon over something, it instantly adds like £10 to the price tag.
Well, yeah, it might do, but I don't think that makes you look professional.
And one of those little clampy clamp things. So you put it in half, you pop it down, and you go, zest, lovely, all trickle all over. That's fancy, that. That elevates a salad from sad greens to happy greens.
No, trickly zest. It's not doing it for me. I think when it comes to the kitchen, our very own Lucy Hickmott might have something that makes her look professional.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got one of those pizza cutters. So not like a wheel. It's like a kind of big, you hold it with two hands, like they do in the shop.
Yeah.
You know when you see them making it behind the scenes at Papa John's or whatever?
Yeah.
And they kind of roll it like...
Yeah,
like
it's like a curved blade with two handle on either end, and you give it one of them, like
all
a rocking motion.
That's it, yeah.
Ooh. I feel like if you have to two hands at all, you know it's like a real deal.
Yeah.
Not just anyone can use that, because you've got to have concentration.
Yeah, you've got to be fresh, because you can't be on your phone while you're using it.
No.
You can't be doing something else. You've got to, but this is my mission, to slice this pizza. So do you start, does it go in the middle and you start from the middle and roll one way and roll the other, or does it go from edge to edge?
Try and do a quick sort of 1-2,
ooh,
but then sometimes you mistime it, and then it's got two cuts in it.
That's so not like that.
Practice.
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is why. All the more reason, it's an excuse to eat pizza.
So. Yeah, I love it. This is why I use scissors. They'd never trust me with
this
one of those.
You and your scissors. This is just amateur hour.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I've got practically two jobs now. Okay.
Two jobs?
I've got practically two jobs.
You're hustling.
First of all, yesterday, I mentioned that I love the TV show Wheeler Dealers. It's on Discovery.
Yeah.
They get an old car that's like going to the dump, basically, and they zhuzh it right up and then they sell it. And that's what they do. And the guy who does it is a guy called Mike Brewer.
Yeah.
He's a very London guy. He always says, ta-da, at the end of the show like that. He's brilliant. Love him. He liked a tweet that I wrote yesterday. So, you know, I'm basically a Wheeler dealer now.
Oh, wow. You're officially part of the crew.
Add to this, right?
Okay.
So yesterday, I needed some oil, so I went to Halfords.
Yeah.
So I'm in Halfords. I'm looking at the car bulbs, and this lady says to me, do you know what bulb I need for a Fiesta? I said, no, I'm sorry. There is a little book there for reference. And she looked a bit like she was expecting more from me. Do you know what I mean? When I
like
sort of palmed her off
at you
with a little
expertise.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, that's, you know, I mean, I've helped you out. I've told you through the little flip file and it'll tell you what bulb you need for your car. So I go around and over the other bit there and a fella says to me, do you know where the gearbox oil. I was like, I'm sorry, I haven't got the first clue. And he looked at me like, oh, thanks a lot. I was thinking,
why are you out here disappointing everyone?
So anyway, I go downstairs because there's two floors. Go downstairs, paying at the till, and I catch a reflection of the back of the guy who's serving me and me, and I realise he's got like a little thing around his neck, like ID.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm wearing my lanyard from work still, this thing here.
Yeah.
You know, my dangly pass thing.
Yeah, dangly thing.
And the Halfords uniform is a black polo shirt, and I was wearing a black polo shirt. So I've got a feeling that Halfords is now going to get a load of complaints. Yeah, the bloke who helped me, he couldn't have cared less. He didn't know anything about...
He fobbed me off with a flip chart.
Anyway, I'm basically working at Halfords now.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio. App and smart speaker, say play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.